never knew what it meant when I sang "He played knick-knack on his thumb," but I just sang it because it's part of the words of "This Old Man." That was Bruce Adolph playing, well, with his thumb and all his other fingers, a version that he put together taking that old tune, "This Old Man," and rewriting it in the style of Béla Bartók. Bruce Adolph with a piano puzzler. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And of course, we always get a listener on the line to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And joining us from Streeter, North Dakota, is Lila Ginger. Lila, am I saying your name right?
That's correct.
Lila, very glad to have you, and say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Well, hi, Bruce.
Hi.
And Lila, I understand that you're a pianist and an organist, and you overcame, you had a problem with one of your fingers. The doctors fused the bones in your finger and told you you'd never play piano again. What happened after that?
Now I have 5 fused fingers out of the 10.
Are you still able to play?
Oh, yes. I've learned over the years to accommodate, and I play very well.
Oh, that's terrific. Good for you for keeping music a part of your active life.
You can always make do if you want to.
Well, and you wanted to, and you're making do and still playing piano, and that's great to hear. Lila, this piano puzzler will be for you. Bruce is going to play a tune here disguised in the style of a classical composer. Your job to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And you and I can try to brainstorm on this together as we go. Lila, you ready for your piano puzzler?
I will try.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my.
So, Lila, what did you hear in there that seemed familiar?
Well, I heard a melody, but I can't put a name to it. If you could play it again, maybe I could. It's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
The name I can't remember, but I know the melody.
Is it a Stephen Foster song?
It is a Stephen Foster song, that's right. Right, right.
Oh, you know it.
Yes, yes.
That's
you know,
it. You
to
got
me,
it.
You know,
I've got the tune, but the name just
well,
escapes me.
If in my way of thinking that, you know, you've got your left brain and your right brain growing there, and if you know the tune, you know the tune.
Yeah, you know the tune. I think it's called Beautiful Dreamer.
You're right.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Oh, of course.
Well, you knew the tune. We'll give you full credit for that. Got that. You got the tune. Okay. Now, how about the composer whose style Bruce is imitating?
Now, that you have got me. I would say it is one of the classical composers.
That's right.
But since I'm more into the Spanish type of music, I can't put a finger on it. I'm sorry, I just can't.
You said it's one of the classical composers, so of the classical era, so somebody after Bach, but before the Romantics.
Wouldn't have been Mozart, would it?
Well, you're getting closer.
I'm thinking it might have been somebody who came just the generation after Mozart. When pianos were getting kind of bigger and burlier, and he took full advantage of that big sound, that big kind of muscular sound. The person I'm thinking of was at the beginning of the end of the 18th century and first part of the 19th century, born in Germany, moved to Vienna, and revolutionized music for piano and revolutionized the symphony and revolutionized string quartets.
You know, a lot of them went to Vienna because that was the place where the music was so big.
It was. The music capital of the world.
At that time, yeah, it was the New York of that time.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, you've got me.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe I'll play just one more moment from it.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's certain kind of repetition insistence and absolutely, there's a kind of insistence that's absolutely tied to this composer, this kind of thing.
All right.
Especially when you hear a repeated fragment. Almost nobody else
I've heard that many, many times, but now, of course, I can't put a name on it.
I think you got it, Fred. You know, I think a lot of people don't really believe that Fred doesn't know, but he doesn't know. He guesses right, I think, 97 to 98% of the time he's right. So I think, Fred, you deserve an award for that.
Well, I've probably done more piano puzzlers than anybody except you, Bruce. So
that's right. But so still, you know.
A little bit. It's almost like cheating. I've done my homework all the other times before. I'm thinking Ludwig von Beethoven.
And you are right.
I was thinking of that, and then I thought, no, it can't be. That would be too simple.
We've found that people's first instincts are very often correct, and when you start hearing that voice that says, no, it couldn't be, that's usually the problem.
Lila Ginger from Streeter, North Dakota. What's your public radio station?
It's KPRJ in Jamestown, 91.5.
Lila, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciated your call.
And Bruce, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Fred.